With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the golf industry lost a rising star, a passionate steward, and great friend this past weekend here in the Pacific Northwest, Sean Fredrickson, and his three kids unfortunately lost in a tragic plane crash at Lake Coeur d'Alene. And the news hit hard throughout the Pacific Northwest as he was the president of the Pacific Northwest section of the PGA. Working at Oswego Lake the last few years after 14 years at Tualatin Country Club. He had established so many wonderful relationships with other professionals and players throughout the Pacific Northwest. And here to help people understand what Sean's imprint on the game was and how sorely he will be missed, we are very pleased to welcome the head pro of Astoria Country Club, John Cuoso, this morning. John, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to call in this morning. And I'll just start with when the news hit you and some of the thoughts that initially you went through in thinking of Sean and his family.
Well, good morning. When I got the news late last Sunday, about 10:30 at night, and nothing had been confirmed at that point, and it was, of course, shocking, and, I was just praying that it wouldn't be true. But as the next day unwound and all the facts came out, it's a surreal situation. I mean, being a golf pro out here on the Oregon coast, I'd never imagined I'd have a good friend, killed in a plane crash. It's one of the most difficult and odd situations I've ever been involved in.
Well, John, you and I and Sean and Mark Keating and, Brian Tunstall and a bunch of us have served on the governance level for a lot of years. And we've been through a lot of meetings and a lot of spirited conversations. Sean was a different kind of leader than you and I, and gratefully so. Can you share some of his qualities as a leader?
Harold, you're right on the money. He's definitely different than you and I. You and I both kind of wear our emotions on our sleeve and tend to have knee-jerk reactions. He was always level-headed. I think his greatest quality as a leader was his ability to listen and listen to all sides, and then he was able to process the information quickly and make smart, quick decisions. But I always marveled at how calm Sean was able to stay, whether it was, an easy issue or a difficult issue. He was like a really good golfer. You could never really tell if he was playing good or playing bad. He just was level-headed and definitely unlike me, who is extremely emotional and tend to be on the quick temper side of some of those issues that we went through. But he was always a great listener and extremely intelligent. He was able to process information in a quick, timely manner, and then come and make great decisions that way too.
Well, my management style is, oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that. and that well. So I remember once that I was at Bandon Dunes and it had just poured. I was soaked right through to my underwear. I came off the golf course and into the one of the pro shops, and I think it was at Pacific. Sean was sitting there and he was dry as a bone. And I said, gee, how did you ever make it through? You know how he was. He was always so perfect in his clothing. How'd you ever make it through dry? And he said, well, I've got this Galvin Green stuff here and it keeps me dry. And I said, well, I'm gonna have to get some. He gave me his rain gear. So his generosity is unbelievable, and he didn't have to do that. I just mentioned, how did you do it? And he said, oh, here, yeah, you wear it, I won't need it. And he actually said it had a spot on it. I couldn't find the, you know what? I could not find the spot. But anyway, share some of those experiences you've had with him.
Well, you know, this week I've been trying to remember the good times, you know, more than the tragedy. But a couple things that, you know, stand out with my time with Sean. One was we were in New York together. And we were at our 100th annual meeting, and we had a decision to make one afternoon, either go on a guided tour of New York City or go spend a few hours on our own. And Sean says, well, I'm going to go shopping. And I said, well, I got to experience this because, you know, Sean was a clothes horse, and he's, you know, without a doubt the best-dressed golf professional in the Pacific Northwest, yeah, if not the country.
We had it standing beside him, didn't we?
You know, so I went on this 4-hour shopping spree with him through Manhattan, and, you know, absolutely it was like being on Pretty Woman. It was the doggone thing. I mean, he, you know, was fitted for a suit at this, I don't even remember what the store's name was. And then we went into a shoe store, and he had people waiting on him hand and foot, and he was trying on, he must have tried on 50 pairs of shoes. And, you know, then I had to caddy the bags, you know, back to the hotel. We had many, many bags. And, you know, it was a great experience because I'm not a shopper. Reaffirm the fact that I probably never will be a shopper. And if I am, he was a tour player shopper and I'd be about a 20 handicap. So that was a great, we had a great time there. And, you know, we've had a lot of great dinners together and we played a lot of golf together. And our relationship here at Astoria with Oswego Lake is a special one. We have a senior exchange that we do one time at their club in a year and then one time at our club in the same year. And I got to know Brent Murray very, very well through that, you know, I've been here 18 years, so we've done it every year. And I was really looking forward to those rounds of golf with Sean. Because it's just, you know, as you well know, Harold, you know, playing a round of golf, you know, basically a social round, is there isn't a better way to get to know someone. And, you know, albeit Freddie and I were already great friends, I just felt like we were going to solidify that friendship and it was going to be a lifelong friendship.
John Cuozzo.
And I'll miss that.
John Cuozzo, head pro out at Astoria Country Club, helping us give a little more perspective on the legacy that Sean Fredrickson leaves here on the Pacific Northwest. We're just got a couple more minutes, John, but what for people maybe that knew of Sean but didn't have the pleasure of getting to know him personally, what will his legacy, his imprint on golf in the Pacific Northwest be for those that come along later?
You know, I think that he was a giver. He always had his fellow professional best interest at heart. Just a true gentleman. I don't think there's a nicer person than Sean Fredrickson out there. And he will be missed by all of us. And anybody who knew him is very saddened at this moment.
It's been a really rough week for a lot of us, John. I appreciate our conversation the other day. We barely made it through that one. And I appreciate you coming on the air and sharing this your time with him. Freddie was a great mentor to many of us. I was a national finalist for the Horton Smith Award here recently, and Freddie wrote my letter of recommendation, and I really appreciated all the support and what he did to inspire me and other professionals in the Northwest. But thanks so much for coming on, John.
Oh, you bet. It was a pleasure and certainly my honor to speak about our great friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.